Blog Talk Radio.
Almost live from somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee. Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now here's your host, John.
Hey, good evening, and welcome to Thursday night at It's Not Me, It's You Relationship Radio. I am John, your host tonight, and we're going to talk about something that is unfortunately near and dear to a lot of our hearts, and that is dealing with baggage. We spend a lot of time, once you hit maybe 30 to 35, dealing with baggage that comes from your 20s and your early 30s. So we're going to talk about some ways to get around it, how to identify it, and I'm going to personally speak from experience on how to get past it. And since it is just me, the solo tonight, if you have the urge to call in, feel free to do that. The number is 646-716-8891. You can see it there as you're listening. So we'll have music at the end of the show tonight as well from Six Wire. So stay tuned. We should only be about 30 to 45 minutes tonight, depending on how long I want to hear myself talk. So thank you for joining me, and let's go and get on with it. As I was saying before, you know, once you're past your 20s and 30s, you know, you get into new relationships, there is that ugly thing they call baggage that comes with a lot of people. You may have your own. You certainly may be dealing with it with somebody new. Now, baggage can consist of a lot of different things. It consists of trust issues. It can consist of relationships gone bad due to abuse or something like that. Certainly, emotional instability, financial instability is a baggage, and the dreaded divorce and child support issues. My personal baggage contains, you know, a little bit of all of that. But when you're entering a new relationship, from the bag, I'll call it baggager and baggagee. The one with the baggage is the baggager. The one with the dealing with the baggage is the baggagee. So, you know, from both points of view, you want to look at it from the other person's point of view. So, you know, you meet a nice woman, and let's say I'll take myself obviously as an example. I meet a nice woman, and she seems to be, you know, pretty normal, pretty, you know, drama-free for the most part. That then, you know, maybe not married or had a very amicable split. But deep down, there may still be some baggage. It may take some time to get out. But in my case, you know, I've been divorced. I have been a very bad divorce, been through a very, you know, dealing with child support and money issues and trust issues and blah, blah, blah. So much baggage. You need several trunks to carry it all. How do you deal with it, A, if you're that person with the baggage, and then B, if you're the woman that has to deal with the guy or the woman that has the baggage? So there are several tips, several ways to deal with it. The most important one to start with is just take your time. When you're getting to know each other, you know, my question to myself when I meet somebody new is, when do I tell them? When do I share with them my story that, okay, this is my baggage, this is what we're going to have to deal with if we get in a long-term relationship, and this is why sometimes I act the way I do. But take your time. Get to know one another. Get comfortable with each other. And then if she's supportive and if she is, you know, wants to be there for you, and, you know, a little bit of baggage is not going to hurt. We'll always fall back on the term or the line that people say that, you know, we all have our baggage. The trick is finding somebody willing to carry yours with you. And that is, that's true. And no matter what your age is, if you have somebody with baggage and you think they are worth the time, then carry their baggage with them, help them out, you know, and hopefully the baggage has wheels and a little lift thing, so it's not too bad to carry. So anyway, getting back to what I was talking about, I tend to drift, but we'll do that. Take your time. Don't let age or the stage of life you're in make you feel like there's a rush to commit to anything. Let that baggage come out. Let it develop a little bit in your relationship. Get to know each other as you normally would if things are relatively stable, then that's a plus. And a little bit of baggage or even a lot of baggage is not going to be a big deal. The second thing you can do is keep doing the right things to get healthy and to stay healthy. State of mind and state of physical being is really important when you're dealing with baggage. If you're letting your weight go, or you're not exercising, you're not eating, you eat crap all the time, and you're gaining a few pounds, and your self-esteem is going down because of that, that hurts your ability to deal with your baggage. If the person has been through hell, whether it's physically or emotionally, then, but is trying to recover, then you want to be able to support that. But you, as the individual recovering, also need to continue doing what you're doing. Are you getting some help for that? Are you talking to a professional if you need to? Are you going to see your doctor to get on a program if you need to? These are all things that are out there waiting for you to take care of if you're interested in continuing to build the relationship and, more importantly, deal with and ultimately get rid of that baggage. One question to ask as the baggagee, the person supporting the person, is can you be a part of that support system without making sure that or making you feel like you're his caregiver? You don't want to become the therapist. You don't want to become the caregiver. You don't want to become you don't want them to become financially dependent on you because they may be having trouble keeping a job or something like that. But you want to jointly, together, side by side, move forward, continue to have conversations, and progress towards the goal of getting rid of the baggage. Ultimately, that brings you closer together than you will ever be with anybody. The last thing, or one of the last things you can do, is learn to talk about money. If you're serious about this match, if you're serious about making the relationship, and a lot of times in this case, we're talking about older couples in their 30s, 40s, and higher, of course. People in their 20s don't give a crap about talking about money, unless it's how much are we going to spend at the bar tonight. But that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Again, at that age, you're building your baggage for later in life, okay? But learn to talk about money. Be willing to sit down. Be willing to make a financial plan together, okay? The one making the money, the one that may not be making as much money, the one with the baggage, the one without the baggage. Work towards that. That way you are acting as equal partners. You both have a say in it. Even though you may be contributing different amounts of money, you will both have a say in what's going on. Then, lastly, you don't want to commit. You don't want to fully commit and make it an exclusive relationship until you are sure things are 100%, okay? If there's a slight unsureness about something, talk it through. Don't commit to each other until you are sure that it's going to be something you both can and want to face together, okay? So let's talk a little bit about what baggage is, okay? We've all used the term. We all know what it means in our own head. But, we say to ourselves when we meet somebody, she's got baggage. Perhaps, she's talked about, and in this case, because I'm a guy, I'm going to use the she here, but you can reverse it if you're the opposite sex. It's okay. You notice the impact of baggage on their past relationships. They may have told you about it. You may know some of their past relationships, but the baggage has gotten in the way. Baggage is a collection of unpleasant memories from the past that continue to negatively affect our perception and behavior in the here and now. That's the psychological definition. So I'm going to say it again. Baggage is a collection of unpleasant memories. That's the key phrase right there, unpleasant memories from the past that continue to negatively affect our perception of and behavior in the here and now. So again, if we get rid of the unpleasant memories, we will be able to move on from the baggage. Some people carry a full matching set of baggage from a very challenging life, or maybe multiple marriages and multiple divorces after that. Or some may just have a very small carry-on luggage, a carry-on bag, because they've only had isolated incidents here or there. But either way, the two can have equal effects on future relationships. Some people will call these experiences just life. It's what happens. We travel through life. We pick up observations. We pick up notes to ourselves that we file away for later use. I mean, you've heard me say a gazillion times on this show that we are determined, or should I say destined, to be with one person, ultimately grow old with one person. Everybody you meet along the way, that you date, that you have a relationship with, that you're friends with, those are the people that you get data, you get information, you get what you like and don't like, and that's what you apply to the one that you'll ultimately end up with whenever you meet him or her. And hopefully we all meet him or her. But nobody goes through life unscathed by baggage, whether it's your own baggage or somebody else's baggage. So, you know, we travel through life, we get this information, we pull this baggage in. It's just a matter of how much can you carry that's unpleasant. And again, we go back to unpleasant memories. No one argues that it's a good thing to learn from our past mistakes, but history serves us well by teaching us better ways to approach the same situation should we come across it again. So the problem that we have with our baggage, that occurs when memories of these events replay over and over and over in our heads, and those develop into fears of experiencing the same feelings over and over again in the future. So this tends to overshadow potential lessons and potential things that could be learned and things that could be, positive things that could be brought to a relationship and from a relationship that you may not have even met yet. So the developed baggage from all of this becomes the roadblock to what we want to really achieve, and that is finding the one person that we want to be with. So baggage has actually some mechanics, and let's share that. Let me share that with you. Baggage feels like it's an insulator against pain, okay? You can always blame your baggage. When I enter into, when I go on a date or I talk to somebody, you know, I will say, you know, I have baggage. Do you? I'm really upfront about it. I think it's a good way to start the communication that if you're upfront about what you may have going on in your life that they can't see, because all people see is your physical being, and then they hear how you speak. Your tone, your attitude, your eyes, how they are it when you're talking, but they don't know what's going on inside your brain until you tell them. So, baggage is like an insulator against that future pain, as I said, but it's the perception of self-control that makes us feel protected. But holding on to fears and hurts that you experienced in the past weighs us down and keeps us from moving forward. It's like an anchor on us. I mean, you can use whatever heavy analogy, the anvil, the weight on our shoulders. It's, just the safe ball and chain in a non-marriage kind of way. But because you may have had high hopes in past relationships that may not have worked out, you're having issues dealing with future relationships because you're afraid of feeling the same thing you felt before. You find yourself wanting control of current and new relationships coming into your life in an effort to stop the same kind of disappointment from happening again. So transforming negative feelings of anxiety and depression and anger and fear and resentment that you may, you're so hell-bent on doing that you may maybe walking around into something really good, walking into happiness or walking into understanding, and you don't even know it because you're so hell-bent on holding on to your baggage. So if you're able to unload that baggage, you heal and you prevent future consequences that might sabotage a perfectly awesome relationship. So try doing that. I know, easier said than done, right? You could meet a really, really cool person and have, major compatibility, but the baggage from your past inhibits you from seeing that person for who they really might be. And that's awesome because, you know, what I've learned is nobody is my ex-wife. Nobody is my ex-girlfriend. Everybody is different, and you cannot lump everybody or stereotype everybody or profile everybody into those people who have done you wrong in the past. Do you see how I did that? Done you wrong. Can't do that. But being overly protective of yourself and others can leave you closed off and distant. You put the wall up. You don't let anybody in. And, you know, if you're okay with being by yourself, for the next couple, 3 years until you figure it all out, go for it. Okay, I know plenty of people who are able to do that. I am not one of them. I need to be out there. I need to be public. I need to not have a wall up. And until somebody stabs me in the heart, then I'm going to be out there, and that's the way it's going to be. So, but you get out there, and you get close to it. You step in. Sometimes baggage causes us to step into relationships that, you know, as somebody like a healer or a jokester or, you know, the problem solver or the therapist. And you know what? You're immediately put in the friend zone at that point. And that's fine if that's where you want to be. But you don't always want to do that with everybody because, you know, you might be missing out on the one that's going to make you happy for the rest of your life, or at least for a while anyway. So do what makes you happy. Now let's talk about shaking free with, you know, shaking free of that baggage. You know, there is good news. It can happen. It happens all the time. I highly recommend it. I was able to do it, you know, not too long ago, and it actually feels really good. I don't even think about it anymore. Well, of course, I just did because I brought it up, but that's not that's okay. You can let your baggage go, whether it's big or small, and bring a new perspective. Now, I'm not going to get all holistic and preachy on you here and all that because, you know, that's not my style. But, you know, once, you know, whatever allows you to get rid of your baggage, whether it's your faith, whether it's, you know, talking to a therapist, whether it's just meeting the right person that doesn't, you know, that you don't even think about your baggage anymore, whatever it may be. That is something that you want to be able to try and do. So you can truly, truly enjoy being with somebody again and not even worry about it. And when you do feel that and when you do get like that, you'll know it, you'll love it, you'll enjoy it, and you'll be happy again. So here are a few steps to help get over it and get on with life, okay? The first one is identify it. Okay, by asking yourself some questions. Have you figured out what the actual problem is? Is it, are you mad at a situation? Are the unpleasant memories something that happened or at someone specific? Maybe you just need some closure on something that happened in the past. You know, everybody's baggage is different. Maybe there was a situation that did not allow you to say what you wanted to say. I mean, we all have that situation that we will go and damn it, I should have said that instead of what I did say or saying nothing at all. We all have that. But you know what? You can't turn back time. You can't go back in the past. You just have to let it go. And maybe the next time you see the person, say what you wanted to say, move on. Sometimes we just need that closure, okay? Shaking memories of the past involves dealing with the conflicts that may that have left you feeling miserable, okay, from whatever the event was. So it's hard to turn on self-awareness towards that because you need to deal with it. And even if you can't pinpoint it, you'll notice it creeping up when you get underlying feelings of unhappiness and dissatisfaction in areas of your life that you're not usually feeling that way about. Okay, maybe work. You're feeling worse about work than you ever have before. Or, you know, what you're eating. You know, you tend to get bored with food sometimes because it's just, you know, you're just dissatisfied with a lot of different things. An easy exercise to help identify the baggage is to ask yourself these questions. Kind of write yourself a little mini autobiography. Where'd you grow up? What was it like when you were a child? How were your parents when you were a child? These are where everything kind of starts, is your upbringing. Think about your childhood. What made you happy? And what did you bring with you into your adulthood and into your relationships from your childhood? And write that down and figure that out. Identify disappointments in relationships that had a negative consequence on you, okay? Even if you had no control over it, how did that happen? Identify the impact of your parents' dysfunction. Yes, our parents were not perfect. Go figure. Siblings, ex-wives or husbands, boyfriends, ex-girlfriends. What of these interactions caused you to feel oversensitive or depressed in other people? Because we tend to carry negative things that happen to us over to other people. We tend to label people with that. And it's not always a really good idea to do that. Okay, so once you've got your list made out, rank the issues that you've identified in terms of the most damaging to the least damaging. Okay, then once that self-assessment is completed, you can see how it might have impacted other people. What are the things that are most hurtful to your romantic relationships? Okay, example. Do you find someone guilty on the basis of your fears alone? Okay, because somebody else did something to you, do you automatically think that person that you're with did something like that to you? Okay, do you feel guilty without having done anything wrong? I mean, we are men, guys. We say I'm sorry all the time in our relationships. There's a joke, a comic that once said that every morning, if you're in a relationship, married or in a committed relationship, every morning when you wake up and you roll over and you look at her first thing in the morning, you say two words. And those two words are, I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to do it. But I'm just going to get it out of the way this morning. I'm sorry. And A, she'll laugh. And B, you're scoring points and getting things out of the way early, okay? But because we have baggage, we automatically think we have to apologize for everything, that we feel bad even though we didn't do anything. Guilt, guilt, guilt. We don't like guilt. It is something, though, once you've identified what it is, it's a big step. Number two is to write out your intention. Okay, once you've identified and ranked that list, write out your desire to get rid of this baggage and how you're going to do it. Okay, here's an example. Just random, this is not mine or anything like that, but forgiving my ex for straying and violating my trust is something I'd really like to get over because it has the following benefits. I will not carry around the same hurt and anger. I will not be depressed. I will be suspicious of anybody else, current or potential, for fear that they will hurt me. So if you give yourself the order, if you give yourself the ability to forgive, then you can do that better. Okay? All right. Understanding the source. Where did the baggage come from? Okay? All baggage comes from somewhere. So once you have determined what it is and your intention to fix it, and you then understand the source of the baggage, it makes it a lot easier to go and get your closure, to get your apology, to get whatever you need it is, whatever you need to do to fix it. It helps you do that by understanding where it came from. Sometimes you have to go back to some repressed memories. If you're having trouble with that, I recommend hypnosis to find those repressed memories that, you know, something, you know, tragic or devastating happened that you have repressed, but it's still causing you baggage. Go get that out. Go see what happens. And hopefully you can understand that source. Work to heal the hurts that are unresolved. You don't want to forget, but you certainly have to forgive those experiences. Number four, wiggle free. Get rid of it. Get out. Okay. Pretend you're you're a snake shedding its skin, or a moth getting out of a cocoon, or a butterfly getting out of the cocoon. Wiggle free. Get rid of the baggage. Get out of that baggage. It's like shedding skin, like I said. you'll begin to see that the memories of those scenarios that were painful to you are just that. They're memories, okay? Come back to them when you need to, or just let them go altogether. You can take comfort in the reality that that was then and this is now. It's history. You can't do anything to change it. You can only change the present, and you can change the future. So remember that and get, you know, start repeating that to yourself and get rid of that baggage. At that point, you'll start to see authentic goodness and, you know, the person who you really are, and more importantly, other people will be able to see that too. You can see that, you know, there's an extra glow. There's a smile all the time. Your eyes are lit up. Your walk, you're taking bouncy steps now, or whatever you need to do to sound like you are and look like you're back on top of the world again. So get rid of it, however means you can do that, whether it's through therapy, through medication. I don't recommend medication, but, you know, or just getting it through your thick skull that this is over, move on, and stop letting it rule your life. The last thing is to step out of all of that into the present. The best step, the most important step, and quite frankly, the most fun step, knowing that your life is different now because you've chosen to get rid of that baggage, not only serves you positively, but also puts your focus on the future and the positive attitude that you're going to have in the future. You get rid of yourself of that expectation that every relationship will be the same, and in many cases, you think it'll be bad. There's some risk, however, you know, in approaching a current or new relationship differently, but it's worth it when you find that one, and that's what you're after, don't forget. You can date as many people as you want, but ultimately, it's about finding the one. So those are some thoughts on getting rid of your baggage. Again, we all have it. We all deal with it, and it is something that, you know, we're going to have to talk about to somebody sometime. So you want to go ahead and make sure that you're cool with it, and you can handle it. You get it out of your system, and ultimately be happy, because that's what we're all about. All right, well, that's all I have for tonight, guys. I appreciate you joining me. 30 minutes and good to go. We're going to end tonight on a song. My buddy's at Six Wire, and he's, you know, one of my favorite songs, and I play it every 3 weeks or so, it seems like, but we're going to do it again tonight to end our show tonight. This is the song Die Living by Six Wire. Please join us next week. Be sure to check out the website at itsnotmeradio.com. Like the show on Facebook. Join us on Twitter and also iTunes podcast. There's a link for all three on the website, as well as past episodes that you can listen to anytime you want to. Whether you're working out and need something to listen to as the podcast, or perhaps you're having insomnia and you need something to put you to sleep. I'm just kidding, of course. So again, here's Die Living with Six Wire. Look forward to hearing and joining me, having you join us again next Thursday night at 6:30 Central Time for It's Not Me, It's You Relationship Radio. This is John, and as always, peace out.
Get one go round, say a prayer and give it hell. I like the way the fast lane feels. I take corners on two wheels. Out all night, I barely sleep. I fall, but I land on my feet. My heart gets broken, but it mends. I take a bullet for my friends. I give a damn when it's worth giving. When I die, I'll die living.
fearlessly. I fall, but I land on my feet. My heart gets broken, but it mends. I take a bullet for my friends. I give a damn, but it's worth giving. When I die, I'll die living. The way the fast lane feels, I take corners on two wheels. Out all night, I barely sleep. I fall, but I land on my feet. My heart gets broken, but it melts. I take a bullet for my friend. I give a damn when it's worth giving. When I die, I'll die living. Damn, when it's worth giving. When I die, I die living.